Now, when it comes to kids and money, teaching children fiscal responsibility is not the school's responsibility. It's your responsibility to teach your kids how to handle money. If you have children or hope to someday, this section is for you. And I'm telling you, you've got to do it. You can't get out of high school today without knowing what an amoeba is. Now, there's a real valuable piece of information, but hardly any of your high school seniors can balance a checkbook. And we all got out into the world, didn't we? And we got beat up by all these money people and these money things because we didn't have a clue. And we got a PhD in DUMB. That's the deal. You just get the devil knocked out of you, right? I mean, where do you learn how to buy a car? From a car dealer. Oh, there's a plan. You know? I don't think so. Not that all car dealers are bad, but I mean, they really have their interest at heart, not yours, right? So the drill is teach your children how to handle money. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. How many of you have ever heard that before? How many of you ever heard the borrower is slave to the lender before? How many of you realize that those two scriptures are right side by side? The proverb says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. And if you just kept reading, it says the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Teach your kids not to borrow money. Teach your kids how to handle money. Train them up. If you don't do that, someone else will teach them, and I can promise you that someone else has a game plan. Now, around our house, we don't have allowances. I don't believe in making allowance for people. If you work for me, I'm a tough boss. I'm mean, man. I'm mean. I make you make your way. You have to make me more than you cost me. That's true anywhere you work. Do you know that? You get to go home. It's called a layoff. That's how it works, right? The company has to make more than payroll, or you get to go home. That's the way it is everywhere. And around my house, it's that way. Although I can't lay you off, I can just lay into you. See, around our house, we don't have allowances. We have commissions. Work, get paid. Don't work, don't get paid. You see, we have enough folks in our culture who want to be made allowance for. I want to teach our children to be citizens, to get up, leave the cave, kill something, and drag it home. So they're on commission. I've been on commission all my life. Do you know you're on commission? You don't think you're on commission? Try not coming to work for 4 or 5 days. You'll find out you are on straight commission. They will quit paying you, won't they? That's how that deal works. I mean, you may have a little vacation time coming, but you get the point. You work, you get paid. You don't work, you don't get paid. It's a really good thing to learn early in your life. I think child abuse is letting a kid sit with an electronic game in front of the TV and eat chips all afternoon. And then he gets, or she gets obese and can't hardly function in our culture, and they have absolutely no work ethic and don't know what they're doing. Don't have a clue, don't know where they're going. I'm not some mean old daddy. I love my kids. I would take a bullet for my kids. But I tell you what, they will be in the yard picking the weeds out of the mulch bed too. It won't kill them. So they can understand what a little dirt under a fingernail looks like. My daughter the other day, I was riding with one of them. She said, Daddy, why are you so hard on us about this money stuff? You just always, I know other parents don't do that stuff. And I said, honey, do you understand that if I die or if I live based on the life insurance that I have, you are going to be extremely wealthy someday. And that wealth is going to be a curse to you if you don't have the character to carry it. It will ruin your life. So words are powerful. Let's teach them. And I'll tell you what, you're going to be building some wealth too. There's not any question about that because I'm going to teach you how. And then you've got to build that character in your kids. So put them on commission. That means if you work, you eat. If you don't work, you don't eat. At our house, we have a thing on the refrigerator that looks like this. This is the commission's worksheet. Has little magnets here on the back. Stick it up on the refrigerator, a little dry erase board. And all it is we made a list of, it came out of Financial Peace Junior. We made a list of our chores. And if you do your chore, you get a check and you get the money. You don't do the work, you don't get the money. It's a real neat concept. So what happens is, if I want the money, I do the work. If I don't do the work long enough, though, there are other consequences. So you have to do the work. Well, what about Dave? Shouldn't kids just be taught to work and be part of the family and just add to the family? Why do you have to pay them? Well, they probably should. The only problem I've got with that is then you lose the teachable moments that I'm going to show you. Because when they earn money with their work and have it in their hand, and daddy's not just a money machine or mommy's not just a money machine, then you can teach them how to handle money. But see, the biggest way you're going to teach them how to handle money is by example. No question about that. You got to teach by example. You see, when my little Denise, who is my oldest child, who is a young woman now, was in kindergarten way back there, this is something they had her do, actually in preschool. The brave little teacher put their little feet in paint and put it right there on the board. That's a copy of this right here. And basically it says, you can read it there, I'm following in your footsteps. I keep this around my office all the time to remind me when I lose my temper. That means they're probably going to lose their temper. When I save and invest, they're probably going to save and invest. When I spend without thinking, they're probably going to spend without thinking. When I have a little stress, so I go buy something, they're probably going to go buy something every time they have a little stress. They're going to do what I do. They're not going to do what I say. Now, I'm going to try to teach them to do better than I did, but you've got to have a game plan. Now, we have a game plan around our house. We take it a step or two further. See, we want to show them how to live debt-free, but we also want to show them how insurance works, how IRAs work. As we buy a car, we talk about the different kinds of cars, and we look at the insurance implications of that. How many people do I know have bought a car and then found out they couldn't afford the insurance? You know? Everybody's like, no, don't make me raise my hand, you know? A lot of people do that stuff, right? I want to teach my kids that. I want to teach my daughters about what it means to change the oil in a car. My son, too, but my daughters need to know that stuff. I don't necessarily want them to become oil changers, although if they do, that'll be fine as long as they're the best one and they own the whole company, right? But the point is that they need to be confident in all these different skills of life as they go forth. Now, when kids are little, a good idea is as you're paying them those commissions, you use a clear container. And a good idea is to wad the money up. Take a dollar, these are all little dollar bills. Just wad up some dollar bills and stuff them in there. It looks like a lot of money, you know? And that's the idea. Little kids, but when they're like 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, they're very visual, they're very rote. And so it's a good idea to have them, let them see this grow. Wad it up so it takes up more space. So you say, look, honey, at what happens when you work. It builds, okay? And then every so often you pop the lid off, right? And then you get them out and you smooth them out. And you go down to Toys R Them and you have a little shopping experience. And you find out that you might not have enough in here to do Celebration Barbie. We might have to downgrade to sort of had a party Barbie, you know? But you got to have something that you can afford, right? And I tell you what, don't be codependent. Oh, well, I'll chip in a few more. You've done good. I wanted to do that so bad because those little eyes were just looking at that Barbie and it was just a character building experience for me. Because I wasn't codependent and bailed her out. Because I wanted just celebration. Yeah, everybody needs celebration, you know. And right? You know what I mean? We all want. But that's a chance for them to find out about things like sales tax, you know. And it's a teachable moment. And when they earn that money and then you put a little in, what that does is it deflates that thing. Because you were building self-esteem. Or, I'm buying this, right? That little chest comes up. Those shoulders go back, right? And if they bought it, they paid for it, top to bottom. Man, that does something inside of a kid. You're starting to raise something there of character. Don't bail them out. Oh, occasionally you'll step in. But some parents, especially in our culture where we have so much, we just want to constantly bail them out. And then it loses its meaning, doesn't it? You lose your ability. Now, I'm not a hard tail. I work with these kids. I help them. I'll do anything I can. But there's some times I let them fall down a little bit when I can catch them and the pain isn't too bad. Now, when they're ages 5 to 12, what I want you to do is to use 3 little envelopes. Now, around our house, what we did at that age was we would pay $5 for 5 chores in a week. Now, you may or may not be able to afford to do that, but we put 5 little chores on that little dry erase board. If you did all 5, you got your $5. I'm just telling you what we did. This is an example. You do whatever you can afford, but here's an idea. What we did then was we took the $5. We had payday, 5 $1 bills. $1 went into the giving envelope. Okay? Because when you're at church, if you're going down the parking lot towards the church and you hand your kid money, they take it and put it in the plate in children's church, they get no benefit for that spiritually or emotionally. All they were was a courier for daddy's money, mommy's money, right? But if they earned it by working, they put it in there, they give it, it starts to change their spiritual life. They start to understand how giving works. That's very important. If somebody gives away somebody else's money, it's not hard, is it? Okay? So let them have giving. So out of the five, we put $1 in giving. Then we had another little envelope that said spending. Now that was the favorite envelope, right? And we put two of the five in that, and we put two of the five in saving. And then have some savings goals. Have a game plan on how you're going to save and what you're going to do. But and go ahead and start early. Now, this is what we did from about 5 to about 12. 3 to 5, we just did $1 in the container, okay? Keep it real simple. Don't make it real complicated. And pay quick. Don't pay every 6 months. Three-year-olds don't get that, okay? Three-year-old means that you cleaned up your room, honey, which what that really means if you have a three- or a four-year-old is mommy and daddy cleaned up the room and you picked up three toys and you got all the emotional credit and the attaboys as if you had cleaned the thing spick and span, right? But you help them, you get in there, you get the thing going, and then when they've got it going, then you say, right then, you put that dollar and say, okay, we're going to put that in the jar. Now watch that jar grow because we're going to Toys R Them and this is going to be fun. You let it build up. Now when they get a little older, you break it down and now they can have some savings goals and they're waiting till Sunday to do their giving or Saturday to do their giving. They're thinking, okay, they're reaching, when are we going to, you know, how are we going to do this thing? And now they're also starting to spend with money that's theirs. Daddy, I want to go to the movie. Okay, check the spending envelope. Oh, there's nothing. No movie. Wah! You know, it just, the wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's awful. But next time, they won't spend it all. Because, you know, the funny thing about money is, it's finite. There's only so much of it in your life. And if you're a kid that your parents gives you everything, you don't know that. You don't emotionally realize that money leaves. And then there's no more. You have to understand money has a limit. And when it's gone, it's gone. And the faster you understand that, the better. Somewhere around 13 to 15 years old, open up the child a checking account and teach them how to do it. Now, that doesn't mean open them up and let them run hog wild. But what we did with our kids as they went into the teenage years in that age, we opened them a checking account. We sit down with them, we balance it. And then we figured out what we were spending on clothing and all the other miscellaneous garbage, including entertainment and stuff, that we were supporting because we were the parents, we take care of the kids. We just figured out that's so many $100 or whatever a month. And we just wrote a check for that, put it in their account. Man, my kids start buying clothes at a different place. When it came out of their checking account, and when the checking account was empty, that was it. That was it. You were not going to the concert. You were not going. That's it. You are done. And they're like, meh, meh, and they start watching, and they get conservative, and their whole parent, I mean, they grow up is what happens, which is the idea with teenagers. We want them to grow up so they will leave. That's the idea, right? I'm kidding. Not really. Okay, now, a great savings exercise is to let the child save for buying their first car. Also in Financial Peace Junior, we have a little saving to buy with cash. You put a little picture of what you're saving for. Divide it out. Now that could be a short-term goal, like a CD or a Game Boy game or something, but that could be a car thing. Now some of you parents that'll be doing really well, depending on how old your kids are at this point, but as we started to do a little better financially, we were able to do some blessing things, some incentive things. We opened a thing at our house called the 401 Dave. And that was when you're saving for a car, you will not get a car at my house. None of our teenagers got cars, just given to them. But we matched what they saved for their car. So if they saved $1,000, we put $1,000 with it. If they saved $10,000, which one of mine almost did, got a really nice car, put $10,000 with it. It's unbelievable. This kid was industrious. The other one, one of the people who was working with us one day, the other one asked one of our other teenagers and said, how nice a car are you going to get? She said, well, at this point, I'm on track for a really nice bike. So, you know, but they got the message, you know, it's for real. And you know what? The other ones are watching with the first few that come through. They're going to see if daddy's really going to do this or not. Not only is he really going to match, but also is he really going to not cheat and you don't get any more car than that. That's the deal. You're going to pay cash for it. And I'm going to match. Now, some of you parents are not able to do that today, but if you follow what we teach you, you'll be able to do that. So teach them to set goals and save. And if you can do something like matching, well, that's a good idea. Coupled with a commitment, or coupled, what if your children had a college fund and a debt-free fund? Now, one thing we did do, and some people don't agree with this, you do what you want to do. I'm giving you my ideas, okay? We paid for college, 100%. That's it. We paid for it, period. 4 years. Fifth year, you're on your own. So you best get it figured out, okay? If you major in beer drinking, it's not going to work, right? You're going to have to do this deal on your own. So the real world is we're going to pay for 4 years. Now, but what if also you taught your children the stuff I'm teaching you in these sessions about budgeting, about saving, about investing, about IRAs, about insurance, about living debt-free? What if they really had that embedded into their character and that's the way they were going to handle money for sure, and you gave them their first house paid for? Well, you shouldn't do that. You're going to... No. I said, what if they had all this stuff in their character? You see, if they really were going to live this way, do you understand that by never having any debt, ever, that would be their commitment, or I wouldn't give them a house, right? We're not going to take that house and refinance it and go to the Bahamas next week. That's not the idea. Okay, the idea is these people get it. If they get it, then you gave them a house and they didn't have a house payment, and they're going to take that old house payment that they would have had that all their friends have, and they start investing that, guess what my grandkids got? I'm old man Vanderbilt then. I'm old man Rockefeller. I broke the chains, didn't I? I broke it off of my family with knowledge and with money. If you just give kids money without knowledge, you curse them. If you just give them knowledge without money, they'll find the money. It'll come to them if they have a hard work ethic. But what if you gave them both? What if you set this thing up to completely change your entire legacy, to completely change your whole family tree? You see, I'm not just about me, 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 me. When I went broke, it was a pity party on me, 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 me. Everything was about me, 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 me. And sometimes it still is. Sometimes I'm a selfish little boy, just like some of you are selfish little boys and selfish little girls. But what really thrills me today is when I get to see my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids reaching out there. I can see where this stuff is going. And I can see where it's going in your lives, too, because some of you are going to take this stuff and do it. And man, that just thrills my heart. It changes everything. I mean, it just jazzes me. Think about it. Well, not only would your kids, I mean, they would never have to face this stuff. They would never have to face the garbage. They would never... Now, I'm not trying to make life utopia for them, because it's not going to be. They're going to face some kinds of trials and tribulations. It's going to be the way it is, and they need to have the character and the stamina to walk through those things. But what if they knew how to have a budget and a plan to work out of those crises? What if they knew how to save and have the maturity, save up and pay cash for things at 22 years old, at 18 years old, where some of us don't get it at 58 years old? That's what I'm about right now, is getting this stuff into schools, getting this stuff into your preschools, into your households, and you're teaching and you're changing your kids like this. Now, I don't want you to just give them money. I mean, I'm with Warren Buffett on that. He's one of the wealthiest men in North America today. And he says, it's a wonderful quote, he says, give enough money to your kids that they can do anything, but not enough that they can do nothing. We don't want to turn them into trust fund babies. That's not the idea.